Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Ray Locar is our guest today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio. He's a lead trainer for the Positive Coaching Alliance, has coached basketball and many other sports for more than 30 years. He's director for basketballforall.net and is the creator of a basketball DVD series that will be available soon. Also joining us is my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Patrick, and hi, Ray.
Hi, Lisa. Ray. Hi, Patrick. Thanks so much for having me.
Now let's talk. We're going to talk today about creating confident and coachable players, correct?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's most important. Coaches, when they start, they always want to have, you know, coachable players, and I think we can do so much to bring that coachability out of them through developing their confidence.
So let's go over some of your tips. One of them, which I think is really important, is control the controllables.
Yeah, you know, I think that confidence comes from within an athlete knowing that they practiced hard and they had some repeated success, and coaches go a long way in establishing how those things are judged. Friend of the program, obviously, of Positive Coaching Alliance, and we focus on our Elm Tree, effort, learning, and mistake management. And I think the best way to approach that is to set some effort goals that are completely within an athlete's control. I was a basketball coach for many, many years, and as you said, have that DVD series coming out on Championship Productions. One of the things that I talk about in there are things that a player can do right now that are just a decision. And we talk about being big on the little things. So effort goals are goals that are ultimately going to get you the result that you want through an effort that can be achieved almost by all. For example, you know, five of the things that I would always harp on as a basketball coach that I would almost always bring attention to and praise if they were done properly and remind them if they weren't were all effort-based things. I talked about being in the proper stance and location all the time. That's just an effort-based thing. It has nothing to do with result. Contesting shots, getting a hand up on a shooter. You know, we focused on trying to hold the opponent to a low shooting percentage, but that's a real nebulous thing for a kid to understand. But they know, you know, if they get their hand up on a shot, that's going to hinder the opponent's ability to shoot, and the statistics are staggering. It's like the difference between 18% and 80% contested and wide open shots. So we would talk on about getting your hand up on every shooter and grabbing a loose ball with both hands, whether we're catching a pass or getting a rebound. Whether we got it or not, if we tried to get it with both hands, they would get recognized. And running hard in transition was the fourth thing from one end of the floor to the other. Just run your hardest. You might be the first one down, you might not, but if you run your hardest, that's the best that you can do. And I always talked about just pass to the first open player. And if you did that often enough, it would eventually lead to a good shot. And so, you know, those five things I would talk about almost all the time with our players, and they were all effort-based, but hopefully they would lead to the result that I wanted to get. And those things are always within a player's control. You know, as we'd say within Positive Coaching Alliance, you can control your own effort, whether you're listening, try to learn, and you can learn to manage your mistakes. Those are all in your control, but you can't control whether the other guy is bigger, stronger, faster, better. And that's going to determine the scoreboard and the result and outcome a lot of times.
Well, now, Patrick, why don't you jump in here as your view about some of these issues? I think we started with talking about focusing on smaller doable goals is what we call it, and then you kind of got into the controlling the controllables.
Well, you know, absolutely. When talking with my students, that's a big part of it. I don't know if I use that terminology, although I have used that term in the past. To me, it's about helping athletes focus on what's important to their execution and their performance, rather than focusing on all the things that are more result-oriented or more things that they can't control, like scouts and scholarships and parents and coaches. You know, I'm working with a student right now, for example, where he's so focused on what the coach is going to do and whether the coach is going to pull him out of the lineup or the coach is not going to start him if he doesn't perform. And so he's way ahead of himself. And to me, controlling the controllables is focus on the things that you can do that you, that'll impact your performance in the process, in the moment. And then, you know, allow the results, or the phrase, allow the results to take care of themselves.
Now, Ray, I know I interrupted you, so keep. You were talking about some of the issues that we started with, which is control the controllables. What about rewarding desired effort?
Yeah, that's a phrase I use a lot in trying to train our coaches and coaching staffs that I've worked with before. I think if I had a one-floor elevator ride with a new coach and he asked me what was the secret to getting the best out of his team, I think I would just tell him to reward desired effort relentlessly. I mean, if you think about it, if they're trying to do what we desire for them to do, we need to recognize and reward that, and then we're going to get that more often. So if we look at opportunities to do that almost all the time and judge kids based on that effort, we're going to see, and it's going to lead to improvement. If we're trying to get a kid to shoot a left-handed layup, when he tries to do that, we need to reward him. In the Fundamental Factory, which is the DVD that I'm putting out, there's a segment where we're working on defense, and we have five older players that are middle school level that were running their offense, and I took five fifth and sixth grade level kids and put them on defense and reminded them that they were going to be judged not on whether the other team scored, but whether they put in the effort to do the things that we had learned earlier in the day, whether they were going to pressure the ball, whether they were going to be in the right spot, whether they were going to point to their man and ball. So they were going to be judged on something different other than the outcome, and then continue to reward them, and by them focusing on those things that were effort-based and getting praised for it and trying to do it better, surprisingly in the video, they stopped the older team three or four or five times. And I think that leads to tremendous improvement when you can do that. And while a coach is doing that, they need to also understand that effort isn't always going to get the result that they want. So maybe as important or possibly even more important, recognizing the unsuccessful effort is crucial. You know, if a kid's trying to get it done and trying to do what you want and fails at it or doesn't quite achieve to the level that they're used to, if you don't recognize that, they'll slip back into their old habits and try to go the easy way out. So I think recognizing the unsuccessful effort allows kids to grow. I'm reminded of a story in a particular year when I was coaching basketball at the high school level at Bishop Beaumont High School. We had a player, fourth game of the season, who I knew was going to be important to us and need to take a lot of shots and score big for us, and he was having an awful day. And a bunch of my assistant coaches were elbowing me, telling me that, you know, we've got to take him out, and he's killing us. And he was, you know, at that particular time. But we stuck with him, and I told him it was a good shot when it was a good shot, and we lost that game, the fourth game of the year. But fast forward to March, we were still playing, and if you're a basketball coach and playing in March, that's a good thing. And he scored our last five points in the semifinals against the number one ranked team in California, and we beat them to go to the finals, and then he scored 7 points in the fourth quarter of a championship game, and we won a California Federation Championship. And I don't think he would have played with that confidence had I stifled it early and not rewarded that unsuccessful effort.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.